We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchos Nedarim Ushvuos, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Zayin, Ki Iker Hasipur Miyitzias Mitzrayim, Umikol Hanisim Vaniflois, Hashem Yisborach Oisimono Bechol Dor Vador, Ubechol Shana Veshana, Bechol Adon Vodon, Bechlal Befrat, because the main story of the Jews leaving Egypt and the stories of all the miracles and wonders that Hashem has done for us throughout all the generations in every single year and to every single person in every single place and at all times. Shehu mitzvah gedoyla, which is a major mitzvah in Judaism, in Torah. It's a major mitzvah to review and to speak about, to tell over the miracles of Hashem, the wonders of Hashem, the great kindnesses that Hashem has done to the Jewish people throughout the generation, and what He's done for me today. Kamosha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Sichu Bechol Nifloisav, speak about all of His wonders. Hakoil hu bishvil lehisoyer al yedei zeh lo shuv l'Hashem yisborach. The main reason for it, the main purpose in it, is to help us return to Hashem al yedei shanu royin ribui chasodov v'nefloisov, by seeing and reminding ourselves of Hashem's incredible wonders and kindness, shehu mesavev imono l'tovaseinu, which Hashem does all of these things for our good, to help us get to eternal life, and for us to get to recognize Hashem. Therefore, it's only right, and it's very normal for us to really be inspired to want to come close to Him by remembering all of this kindness that Hashem has done in the past and the wonders that He does for us. That gives a person inspiration to want to come close to Hashem. And this is why a Jew has to go big. A Jew has to spend a lot of time and effort in doing this, in speaking about the miracles of Hashem and the wonders of Hashem. Bebechinas, as it says, Kol hamar belesaper b'yitzis Mitzrayim. It doesn't say Kol hamesaper b'yitzis Mitzrayim. Kol hamar, a person who really puts a lot into this, Ad shenizke lo'oire ribui rachma v'chasod v'aydezeh, till we'll be zoche to activate Hashem's super kindness by doing this mitzvah, ad shi'oire reisonu b'shleimus, to the point where Hashem will really wake us up, really inspire us, al yidei sipurei ma'isyas ha'gvoyim hanal, through those higher level stories, shehem b'chinas v'rav chesed, which are plugged into that v'rav chesed. Now, if you recall, I mentioned in the previous year that one example of this was Purim. Remember? I mentioned that Haman had made a claim. Haman said, Yeshnoi am echad, there is one. He was telling Ahasuerus, there's this one nation, Mefoizer Mefoed, which is spread out all over your kingdom, and there are a bunch of troublemakers, a bunch of no-goodniks, these Jews. So the Gemara says on the word Yeshnoi, that he said, their Hashem is sleeping. Yeshnoi, Yoshein, Miloshen Shena. They've fallen into sleep. They've been in exile for 70 years, and Hashem promised to take them out of exile after 70 years, but the 70 years are over and they're still here, so Hashem must have fallen asleep. And they're all asleep. They're all spiritually asleep. So let's take the opportunity and let's wipe them out totally. That was Haman's plan. The tikkun for it was Mordechai, this whole story of Purim, which is an example of this Sipurei Maisias Mishonim Kadmoinios, which taps into this Verav Chesed, because the Arizal says that the words Verav Chesed are Bigimatria Mordechai. Mordechai HaTzadik was one of the tzadikim who had the ability to tap into this highest place, this Verav Chesed, this highest level of kindness, so that even though the Jews had fallen so low, they had participated in the Suda of Achashverosh, they ate junk food, they ate food that puts you to sleep, really, spiritually to sleep, and all the other sins that they did at that time that really put them totally spiritually to sleep, Mordechai and Esther represented these super tzaddikim who were both able to tap into this Esther, Esther, this hidden light, this light that's hidden in the story, this Torah HaNe'elemes that's hidden inside the story of Megillas Esther, this book that doesn't mention Hashem's name even once, and it doesn't seem to be talking about any mitzvahs in any, just story, one big, long, interesting story. And this is an example of this Verav Chesed and this Sipurei Maisis Mishonim Kadmonius that we're talking about over here. And this is why it says what happened as a result of that story. Thousands of non-Jews came and converted. Not only did the Jews wake up in an incredible way, it says over there, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. Remember that the Jews made a whole new commitment to Hashem to accept the Torah and mitzvahs, right? Not only that, but even non-Jews came and joined Klal Yisrael. There was such an awakening that took place as a result of that Sipurei Maaseiyos Mishonim Kadmonios.